free to challenge a single player's bid. Then, and only then, do the players reveal their serial numbers and determine who is bluffing whom. The hard part is reading the faces of the other players. The complexity arises when all players know how to bluff and double bluff. The code of the liar's poker player was something like the code of the gunslinger. It required a trader to accept all challenges. Because of the code, which was his code, John Merriweather felt obliged to play. But he knew it was stupid. For him, there was no upside. If he won, he upset Good Friend. But if he lost, he was out of pocket $1 million. "No, John," Merriweather said. "I'd rather play for real money. $10 million, no tears." $10 million. It was a moment for all players to savor. Merriweather was playing liar's poker before the game even started. He was bluffing. Good Friend considered the counterproposal. It would have been just like him to accept. Merely to entertain the thought was a luxury that must have pleased him well. It was good to be rich. Maybe the whole point of his challenge was to judge Merriweather's response. Even Good Friend had to marvel at the king in action. Good Friend smiled his own brand of forced smile and said, "You're crazy." "No," thought Merriweather, "just very, very good."